Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed, I am your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and sparkly.
That's sparkly today.
How sparkly are
you? That's very sparkly.
Diane Brierley.
You need my earbuds.
Yeah, sparkly kind?
Look, earbuds sparkle.
Oh, yours are sparkly.
It should, like, match your
Even my nail blouse. Polish is sparkly.
Also joining us, the aforementioned sparkly.
Sparkly man.
It goes with the beard.
Sparkles and beard.
Actually, I had a girl ask me, are those for girls? She was like a 9-year-old girl.
The aforementioned Philip James Gunger, entering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during this incredibly boring show. This is a show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send a question about anything. Nothing's off limits. You get to stay anonymous. We are brutally honest. This is a show of brutal honesty. We don't care about your feelings. We're not into feelings. You want someone to care about how you feel? Email somebody else. This is how the show works. If we like what you have to say, we'll celebrate your thinking in your questions, your opinions, whatever. If we don't, we will castigate you. Three versions of castigation. One, if we think you're delusional, we'll stick your head in the toilet and give you a swirly. Hopefully the water spinning around your head will wake you out of your delusions. If we think you're crazy, you'll get the go button. And if you blather on with too many unnecessary details, you'll get the scary horn button.
Uh-huh.
Actually, that was interesting. I meant to hit this one. The chicken. That was kind of, here comes Mark Unger. All right, so that's how the show works. What do you think of this jacket?
It's just a plain black jacket. It looks fine.
Okay, let me tell you the story about behind this jacket.
Yeah.
People all over the world are watching the show, and no one cares already about the show. So I'm going to make it worse.
Okay.
I was asked to speak at the Cannes Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Cannes Film Festival in France. So these people, they fly my wife and I first class.
Mm-hmm.
Insanely expensive trip.
Mm-hmm.
And gave me an obscene amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
To talk for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. About one of my blathering idiot things. Whatever, about relationships. Sharon Stone. Mm-hmm. Is hosting the thing. And all these movie moguls are there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got to get
decked out.
I got to check it out. So I just got tuxedo. So I go to the store in Green Bay, the fanciest men's store I can get, which in Green Bay is like not a big statement because they're not very fancy.
Okay.
All right. We don't have much culture here. Mm-hmm. Most of our culture is agriculture or cheese culture, you know, that kind of culture, you know.
Yogurt culture.
Yogurt culture, that kind of, that's we're a dairy state. That's our version of culture. So I go in, and I want the slickest, because, you know, Sharon Stone, surely she's going to fall in love with me as soon as she sees me. I need to look my best.
She's going to notice you right out the gate. Yep, right out the gate.
I'm sure she'll be totally impressed. Yeah. So I need the yo mama's slickest. So this is it. Mm-hmm. $1,000. And this is one of the plainest, ugliest jackets I have. It's a Vera Wang, which was supposedly.
Oh, Vera Wang.
Is that cool?
She's a higher-end designer, yeah.
What's the lady?
Vera Wang, yeah.
Vera, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
The jacket was $1,000?
Well, the jacket, the pants, you know, for those tux, and I think.
Well,
now, keep in mind.
The shirt and the tie.
Keep in mind, they gave me an obscene amount of money to go do this gig. So the $1,000 was chump change.
I think you got taken.
It was a good paying gig, all right? But after all of that, I put on this jacket, and I'm very disappointed. That's all I got to say. All right.
It's just a plain, nice black jacket.
It's supposed to, you know, so Texas look kind of cool, right? And they got shiny things and tuxy looking. Well, it should be tuxy looking.
Is it nice and fitted? I mean, if you pay $1,000, it makes
fat.
You look
what,
like.
What are you going to fit?
Daniel like, Craig, that's worth $1,000.
But it's $1,000 for the whole piece. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, really?
Although my wife, yes. Who's
the fashionista.
She's was fashionista. Very glad to see that you went with something simple and dignified.
When you went to Con.
All right. Because I think the ladies are supposed to sparkle.
Right.
And the men are not.
Well, I don't like that. Because I want to sparkle.
Of course you do.
You know, although for you and mom, it could have been she could have worn just a simple black dress, and then you could have been.
I would have been. That would have been great. So that's, I'm glad your wife approved. Anyway, I think I got ripped off. All right, what do you got?
Okay.
I'm writing Vera.
Where's all the bells and whistles?
Okay. Dear Vera, this bites.
You're not sparkly. I'm sure she sells
Where's
something
sparkle?
Sparkly.
Not in that sort, I didn't.
Okay. All right. If you're thinking of proposing to someone soon, are you?
Actually, my wife would greatly disapprove of
that. Yeah, she would.
See, my wife's one of these really picky women.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she won't let me date and stuff like that.
She won't let you propose to another woman.
I don't understand.
Okay, if you're going to do that, even though it's not you, then you're presumably hoping that they will say yes, or better yet, yes, 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 1,000 times yes, and jump up and down and be excited, I guess. Some other dramatic thing? I don't know.
I don't remember that happening the first time I proposed.
Okay. Well, then you're sorry for you.
I don't remember anything like that. All right.
Okay, if that's the case, you're going to propose. A recent study about why people choose to reject proposals might be of use to you. A company.
They think it's because of the way they propose they reject?
They're giving you the 5 reasons why they were turned down.
All right.
The company surveyed both male and female.
Survey says.
Who were 21 years or older had previously rejected a proposal. And these are the 5 most popular reasons,
okay.
I guess.
67% said
because it was an unromantic proposal setting. They turned you down because it wasn't the right place.
So if you're in a McDonald's.
That's apparently the wrong place.
You're at Lambeau Field eating a bratwurst. Well, hey, by the way, you want to get married? Apparently that's not.
There'd be a lot of women who probably would find that very romantic.
Yeah, they probably like
Lambeau,
that.
Or if they put it on the Jumbotron.
In our town, they would. Yeah. Green Bay. All right.
67%, just because it was the wrong place.
Wrong place, all right.
They said, no, sorry, can't marry you. So I think that's really weird.
So what's a good place?
Like a beautiful
on
garden.
On the beach, in a garden.
Like I did.
Oh, is that what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Picked her up in a limo. She'd just gotten back into the country from China.
Ooh.
See, feels the smooth.
I had a poem
operator.
In there that she still asks me where's the second poem 15 years later.
Really?
I just had the one poem in me.
That's all.
Wow, you did it? Mine was different because she came walking in and I hit the play button. And that was it.
I just think some
41 years later.
Some of the ideas of what proposals should be is. I think that they're out of their ever-loving minds. But.
And then he said, do you want me to stop this song?
You got
to
marry me.
Marry me and I'll shut it off.
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
I'm not going to stop till you say yes.
You look like you're having a seizure.
And the bad thing is I was in church. So she said yes, so I could get married.
Just turn it off.
All right.
Okay, the second reason, 53% say it was a poor
People
ring choice.
People say I look like a Muppet when I do that.
You do. A Muppet having a seizure.
A Muppet where the Muppeteer is having a seizure?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, like on Elmo, they have those rods. And if you see Elmo and he's, that's just what he looks like.
Come on!
I'm sorry.
I'm cool!
Just watch Sesame Street and you'll find out how cool that is.
All right.
Okay. Poor ring choice. 53% poor ring choice.
Okay, poor ring.
She didn't
Don't be
like
a,
the ring.
You didn't like a ring. You're out.
51% right. Bad wording of the proposal. You didn't ask the right way. Not
like
the right
the
place.
Ring?
Not the right ring. You didn't say the right words. Mm. I think these women are crazy.
Hey, you. Hey. You want to get married?
Nothing wrong with that? Something wrong with that? They don't like the words.
You wouldn't want to marry me, would you?
Hey, you. Got nothing to do? What are you doing Saturday?
They didn't like
words.
That. All right.
Wrong words. I mean, I don't know. And the 4, 39% said lack of trust in the relationship.
Well,
that's
that
valid.
Makes sense.
That's
yeah.
valid, or you're scared of the commitment.
Scared of the commitment, or scared of the person you're marrying.
Yeah, then
that
you shouldn't.
That could be worse.
Then you shouldn't.
That's right. If you look at the person who you're about to Murray, and the only thing that you can think in your head is...
All aboard! Crazy train!
You might want to say no. All right, all right, all right. All that, I'm sure, did absolutely nothing to help anybody anywhere in the world. Except for Vera Wang. Vera,
see,
come on!
You're just more interested in your
what
jacket.
What is this? Come on! What
is All you are is interested in your jacket.
What? What kind of $1,000 for this? I'm insulted. That's probably why Sharon wrote... What's
Sharon
her name?
Stone.
Sharon Stone. Wasn't impressed when she saw me.
She's like, that jacket?
She did look at me. Kind of like...
Who's that creeper?
As the bodyguards took a step forward.
Who's that creeper?
As the bodyguards stepped to keep us away. Looked at me like, who that? Who's that again? What's he doing here? Anyway, that's all I got to say. We will be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
And well, you can serve it up with mayonnaise or mustard, to be fair.
You are watching the Mark Gunger Show.
Only if you
talking about love, marriage, and relationships, along with Diane Briley and Phil Gunger. Diane has issues.
Stop.
She's a very angry, bitter woman.
Stop.
She's very sparkly.
How can you be sparkly and bitter at the same time?
Well, look, turn the camera on her.
I know. And my nail polish.
There's a sparkly, bitter woman.
See, now I lost my thing to throw. Need something else to throw.
He just answered your question.
Stop it.
I need sparkly. Look at this.
Vera you have Wang. Sparkly. All you had to do is go put sparkly on.
I know, but what? This is a fancy, expensive.
If you don't like it,
I was with Hollywood stars wearing this.
Well, that's what they wear, except they wear, what are some of those other fancy designers that those, like George Clooney and them wear?
Actually, the thing is with guys in a situation like that, they all wear just something very basic. That's the whole idea behind a black tie thing.
Yeah.
Men all wear the exact same thing to show equality among men.
Oh.
That's what no man's above the other and that kind of, that's the history behind that.
Really? Actually.
Yeah. That's why
that's fascinating.
Well, if you look at, you know, still, I mean, I've seen types with a little more sparkle than this, but anyway.
Even if the lapels were shiny.
I want to be like Liberace.
Of course you did. So I keep sending your father pictures.
Wanted.
I like watched and taped Fallon every night, and the band leader of Jimmy Fallon's band wears the most tricked out jacket.
Yes, that's what I
so
want.
So I freeze the DVR and I take a picture of the screen and I keep sending him, this is the jacket you need.
I know, where does he buy those things?
I was trying to locate that for you. I can't find it.
He can get away with a little bit more. He's got a little bit more color in him.
Who?
You.
Fallon.
Oh, me. See, yes. See, no, because I'm vain and it's funny. So,
but the break, you can go put
But it would have been weird
on.
Because you're not supposed to. Actually, I thought of coming out all glitzed out because that's what I do. But
they would have thought you were the clown.
Because you're not supposed to. Because that's why I found out the tradition.
Yeah.
And all the guys were
supposed to
this.
Be equal. You and don't want to be equal.
Then the women are like dressed to kill.
Yeah.
Glowing in the dark.
One's trying to outsparkle the other.
Oh, yeah. So it was impressive.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay. This email from a guy again. Sorry. For not paying attention. I don't know what you were looking at.
I was just Sharon Stone is still thinking, who was that fat man?
Fat clown.
Man?
Okay.
Me.
Okay, guy writing, he says, are you ready? This is serious now.
I'm not that fat. Okay, go ahead.
Serious. My wife and I are childhood sweethearts. Friends as long as we can remember. We moved in together and had lived together for 8 years, finally getting married for the last 4 of those years.
I don't rush anything. Mm-hmm.
During this entire time, I have not once been able to make love to her. 8 years.
Okay.
She was physically and sexually abused as a child. Because of the abuse, she has physical scars that make traditional intercourse practically impossible. Okay. And emotional scars that to this day still sometimes arise and cause problems with what most would consider tame foreplay, like just kissing and caressing. Uh-huh. Apparently it freaks her out.
Okay.
I love this woman with all my heart. Knowing her past, I squared myself with it and married her.
Okay.
We have a fantastic relationship together and are eagerly expecting a daughter through artificial insemination early next year. But the lack of intimacy has really begun to take a toll on me.
Okay, just what?
Can I finish? Take a deep breath and just listen and let me finish. Okay. I keep hearing about God's gift of sex within marriage and wondering what I'm missing out on. I sometimes wonder if we're even truly married in God's eyes. I find myself getting jealous of the other young married couples in our church group who, at least in my head, have great sex lives. And of course, I have used pornography to relieve stress more often than I'd like to admit and struggle with it. Now that you've pressed the chicken button, he says.
Oh no, I was waiting for the swirly! And yes, you deserve not the chicken button, but the goat, because he's crazy. Welcome to why in a minute. Go ahead.
Like I mentioned earlier, are we really married? He wants to know. Is there anything I can do to help fix this? We've both been to physical therapy and counseling, and while they've helped somewhat, it's not nearly enough, frankly. She doesn't talk about this lightly and hasn't spoken to our pastor or Bible group about it, and out of respect for her, neither have I. Would this be a situation where non-traditional sex would be okay? I know Mark's big on normal intercourse being the best way to experience intimacy, and no, I'm not licking her eyeball, he says. I eagerly await my... swirly. Well, you got it, friend.
You've been swirlified.
You got it.
Am I against couples who can't have normal sex having other versions of sex with each other? No. I think it's fine.
You've said that explicitly.
As long as you do it together. Okay? I don't think you should be looking at porn by yourself, relieving stress. What kind of stress? Feel a little stressed. I need to masturbate. Seriously. Goodness
gracious.
Well,
they say that intercourse and having sex with your wife is a good stress reliever, so apparently he thinks
masturbating is not real sex.
Anyway,
here's what drives me crazy. How long did they date?
They were together for 8 years
together,
total.
Together. Living together.
Lived together for 8 years, finally getting married for the last four. Okay, so 4 years they were together before the marriage.
Okay. So for 4 years, you're living with a woman who you know doesn't want to have sex. 4 years! And then you marry her.
Well, he said he squared it away in his mind.
Well, what does that mean?
What he knew what he was getting into.
What is he, SpongeBob? Squared away in his mind, he's got a square brain.
Okay, that was funny.
Squared his head? What does that mean, squared?
He got it right in his head and decided that this is what he wanted to do.
Okay, but if you knew that, why are you whining now? It's like the guy who writes us, I married this woman. She was a prostitute for many, many years, and I was okay with it, and we got married, and now I'm struggling with her past. Mm-hmm. Now you're struggling now!
Well, because you couldn't tell that before. It's going to be something different than what the reality is.
But even that guy had more sense than this guy. Mm-hmm. 4 years you're living with a woman who you cannot be intimate with. You now, in that context, choose to get married. 4 years after that event, now, I think I'm missing something. Do you think? I don't know, dude. You're talking to the wrong guy. Are we even married in God's eyes?
Because it apparently was not consummated.
I get it.
But now they're going to have a child together. Oh my gosh.
You've made some serious commitments and stuff. You need to go talk to... Is he a Christian?
Yeah, because they talked about the Bible group and stuff that they belong to.
All right, go talk to your pastor. I'm the wrong guy. Why do people think I'm going to fix some of this stuff? There's some stuff you can't fix. No. You can't fix crazy. Goodness gracious. It's not like you didn't go in eyes wide open. It's like, I'm going to marry someone who's paralyzed. You can do that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. People do it. But I know that. It's not like you married him and, hey, come here, let's go play basketball. Well, I can't. What? What? I didn't know that. No, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's like, they're in a wheelchair. They can never get up. That's a sign.
Yeah.
They can't move. Now, if you choose to do that and you marry someone who's in a wheelchair and then you marry them and 6 weeks later you're writing me saying,
I don't like this wheelchair.
I don't like this because he never gets up. I walk into the room, he never stands up for me. That's just not very polite. Really? What were you thinking when you married a guy in a wheelchair?
This is what you signed up for, son. Sorry.
It sounds like it to me.
You're married, right? They're married, right?
I don't know. Go talk to his pastor. Has he consummated the marriage? Legally, he has not. What country does he live in? Is he an American?
I'd assume.
In some places, if you don't consummate, you're not legally married. You can get an annulment. But now you're really a rat at this point because you went and had the woman artificially inseminated.
She's going to have your child. So you're going to leave without, her now?
I don't know. I mean, this is dysfunctional at so many levels. I can't.
Well, and yes, you said it's okay that they have non-traditional sex, but apparently if she doesn't even like kissing or whatever, you're going to have an issue with that too.
I don't know.
After the break.
After the break.
I don't understand. Okay, we're taking a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
We're back, the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. And let me just—we got an email from a guy who says he lived with a woman for 4 years, and that she can't have sex. And then, knowing this, he marries her, and for the last 4 years, still cannot have sex. And she wanted to get pregnant, so I assume it was his semen, huh?
Yeah,
it's his child. So they get her artificially inseminated because she can't have sex. Mm-hmm. And now he's upset and complaining because he can't have sex. Just like, it's kind of a major exaggeration, but there's a lot of people like this. They go in, eyes open, knowing, and then they complain about what they get. Mm-hmm. You know, women will say, I'm going to divorce my husband because he won't stop smoking. Mm-hmm. Well, was he smoking before you married him? Well, yeah. Well, then what are you whining about? The one guy collected beer cans.
Yes. She was upset about
the
beer cans.
She's upset. She's ready to divorce her husband because he collects beer cans. Wants to know what we think. And I always jump in saying, well, was he doing this before you married him? Oh, yeah. Well, then shut up. You know, I got a guy who talks really loud. I can't take it anymore. Well, when you were dating him, what are you talking? Yes, he's not like this all the time. Then what are you complaining about? I don't understand it. But this is an exaggerated case, but here's a guy, 8 years, and now he's, I don't know if I like this. What?
No forward radar.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for her. Obviously, they're in a bad place. He doesn't want to be around her anymore. You know, it's not good, but you people, for heaven's sakes, think it through in the beginning. I don't know who advised him. Who advised him? A man, what other man advised him, yeah, it's okay to get married to a woman you can never have sex with. That guy, he should sue him. We'll be back with more.
Caution, the Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
This extraordinary love can be extremely complicated.
It can be extremely complicated. Then again, there's obvious. You're watching the Mark Gunger Show, listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationship with Diane and Phil. Just before we move on, again, the show so far has been about one guy who lived with her for 4 years, knowing she cannot physically have sex, then married her in that context, and for the last 4 years still cannot have sex, and getting her artificially inseminated so she can have his son. And now that she's in this case, now he's not happy and wants out. We talked about how a lot of people go in eyes open. And then at the end, I said, you ought to sue the people who advised them to get married in the first place. Talk about bad advice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who married you? Did your pastor know? What pastor marries a couple that they know they can never have? I mean, wouldn't you advise contrary to that? Mm-hmm. What counselor, what man listen to you and say, you know, it's okay for you. You're not going to have a problem marrying a woman you can never have. Say, you can see her naked, but you can never do anything about it. Who advises that? The problem is, I'd say sue these people, but it would get thrown out of court because any judge will think, well, how crazy is this? Mm-hmm. You knew you couldn't mm-hmm. do this. And you made these promises knowing this.
It's not like there's a breach of contract or anything like that. You knew what you signed up for.
The only thing you can say is I got bad advice, but even still, I mean, no one's even going to take that.
No.
You know, you made a commitment. At this point, I think you need to shut up and you suck it up. But I'm sure that's not what you wanted to hear. Anyway, I feel bad for you. What you got next?
Okay, this is a gal writing. She says, for some reason, heathens are attracted to me. I do not know. She doesn't know what she's doing wrong.
Okay,
I just try to make friends.
Why do you think they might be attracted to her?
because of the way she looks.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She says, I just tried to make friends and stupid
not
guys
that means
think
that,
I'm...
That doesn't mean she looks bad. She's probably a very pretty lady. Yes. She's attractive. There's something bubbly personality or whatever. Yeah. That's why men are attracted to you, heathen or otherwise.
Yes. I try to make friends and these stupid guys think I'm interested or something, even when I say I'm not and will never be interested in them. I've been so frustrated with this, and because of that, I've asked my dad to bring me guys, but I'm tired of it all. I will not date
Hey, Dad! Bring me a guy, would you? I need another one.
She says she won't date any idiot on campus. The issue is because she's a civil engineering major. Apparently, she deals with a lot of guys. She wants to know, how do I get these heathens off my case?
Okay. Quit laughing at their jokes and quit looking them in the eye.
Quit talking to them. Quit being nice to them. Quit trying to be friends with them.
It's very simple. It's very simple. It's a great point because there's a... thinking among single, all you single girls, all you Christian single girls, pay attention. Sit down, have a snack, listen up to what I'm about to say. Some of the worst teaching and advice in the world.
Some carrots and dip.
Carrots and dip, you know, whatever.
Hummus and peanut chips.
Or Twinkie, if that's what you want.
No, because then you get too fat. Right. So, anyway, so now listen to me. Some of the worst advice in the world comes out of
Mr. Body over here.
What? From Mr. Body. I'm not that fat. Leave me alone. I got a Vera Wang jacket on. Cost me a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I look stupid. So.
And you know what's funny? As much as you've been talking about that jacket, I bet you this show might still not have... the joke I went into was going to be, basically, I have a feeling there's been other shows where you've said Wang more often than you have this show.
Yeah, right.
This is Vera
You're
Wang.
You're missing your opportunity.
This is a Vera
if
Wang
If I could
jacket.
Have gone in and really edited that joke, that'd have been really funny.
You're not funny. Hey, what? I hope I didn't miss this flight. Anyway, okay. Are you single? They got their snacks now, right? They should be sitting down. Everyone's listening.
Okay.
Right. Some of the worst advice in the world for singles comes from the Christian community because it's over-spiritualized, over-romanticized nonsense. And here's what they're being told, Miss Diane.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay, you're listening, because you're kind of a woman.
Yeah.
Right? Give some advice here. They're telling these girls, don't flirt with boys, don't look at them, don't do it, don't guard your heart, they say. Mm-hmm. They make these spiritual terms. They take stupid and put spiritual terms around it. And so it sounds good. If you take stupid and you put spiritual terms around it, it sounds good, because it can't be stupid, because it's got spiritual around it, all right? Guard your heart, don't look at them, you know, and God will bring you a husband, which is pure unadulterated nonsense. Okay? It just is. If you don't believe me, just keep doing what you're doing, and you'll still be single when you're 98. All right? Then you can write me. Tell me about it then. Well, hopefully I'll be gone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, virtually every relationship in the world, the vast majority of all marriage relationships, just talk to the ladies who are married. It's a fact. All relationships, like 93% or whatever number they came up with, are all initiated by the woman. It is the woman who's initiated virtually every relationship because of the way they smile or they look at the guy. What they do is send out kind of little feelers that, hey, buddy, you got a chance here. Mm-hmm. You got a shot here. Okay? Then the smart ones, once they hook the guy, start playing keep away and get him to pursue. Mm-hmm. See, these poor girls are taught that a guy will pursue you no matter what. Mm-mm. Which is terrible advice. Mm-mm. If you don't throw some kind of a hook out there and get their attention and start pulling them towards you, showing some kind of interest in him, you can't play keep away and he'll never pursue you. So we have hundreds of thousands. Wouldn't surprise me if there's millions of Christian girls today who've gotten terrible advice from the Christian community. I don't know who these idiots are that come up with these stupid ideas, who tell them, never look, don't play, don't pay attention, you know, don't just guard your heart and then he'll pursue you. Are you crazy? That's why you're still single! You would think these women would know. I'm 47. Why haven't I gotten a husband? Hello? Because you're playing a game the wrong way. It's not the way it works. No one's going to pursue you. Men have very fragile egos. If a man thinks, I don't have a shot with this girl, he's not going to pursue her. Very, very rarely. Okay?
Right.
So, these girls have got to learn.
You have to give the signal.
You've got to smile and, you know, and eye contact and give some kind of...
Give them the green light somehow or
Yes. And hello. Hello. Oh, and then get him to pursue you.
Yes.
Now, there's girls who don't do it. They throw the green light and then they wind up pursuing the guy and then he runs away.
Because there's a difference between communicating that there's some interest and throwing yourself at somebody. And they seem to not be able to distinguish.
But I'm not even with this girl yet. But there's women like that, okay? Mm-hmm. As soon as the guy starts showing interest, then they start chasing him. And then he runs away and they still stay single.
You've got to learn how to play the game. Yeah. You know how you learn? Talk to other women who've played it successfully. Talk to women who are actually married. They'll tell you this is how you. But you know, they don't talk to them. They talk to their other single girlfriends. They go to singles group full of single people led by a single person who doesn't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they all stay single. And you're going to keep staying single. Yeah. For heaven's sakes. Use your brains. Go talk to other women. The Bible says older women should be teaching the young women how to do life. Go to these girls and say, how do I get this? And they'll tell you, you got to kind of do a little bit of the, you know, green lighting somehow and then pull back and get him to pursue. The whole thing is rigged by the women. It's like the story of Ruth and Boaz. Mm-hmm. Well, girls, these spiritual, I don't want a date. I want a divine encounter like Ruth and Boaz. They don't read the Bible. Ruth and Boaz was rigged by the women. Mm-hmm. The whole, read your Bible. Don't listen to some idiot talk about it. Read it. Ruth and Boaz. Most of these women haven't even read it. They don't even know what they're talking about. The whole thing was rigged by the mother-in-law. She kept telling her how to bag the guy, how to bring the guy in, how to set it up to get his attention, mm-hmm. how to make yourself available. The whole thing. She even got him all pretty and told her to, you know, get smelling nice and all this kind of stuff, you know. The whole thing is done this way. So this is how you do it. If you're going to sit around saying, no, I'm going to guard my heart and I'm not going to pay attention to any guys, you know, da, da, da. Okay, so you have girls who've been taught very badly in many Christian communities, and that's why there's so many single girls who have no boys who pursue it because they don't know how to play the game, all right? Then girls who, they play a little bit, but then they overreact and mm-hmm. they chase the boy away. So those are those two. Then you got this girl, and a lot of them are like this. They don't realize but that the smiling and laughing and talking and looking in the, you know, eye contact with guys is the green light.
It is.
So then these guys come chasing her, and she goes, why are they chasing me?
I don't want anything to do with you. Because, well, you just turned the light green.
Because you're green lighting yes. them, sweetheart. That's what you're doing. Yep. The good news is you know how to do this. The good news is you're not one of these dumb girls who've heard really bad advice, don't talk at Glenn and don't ever want to date and expect somebody to go to their dad and ask permission to date them. They're crazy. It doesn't work that way. The good news is you've got the green light thing down. The bad news is you don't know it. You want guys to quit paying attention, quit looking at them, quit giving them eye contact, laughing, you know, a little smiling at the one of the biggest green lights a woman can possibly do is look a man straight in the eye, smile, and laugh at something stupid he says.
So it's the man is. Who loves to be laughed.
Are you kidding? Come on, am I not being right?
Yes, you are right.
Yes.
Yes.
It is the biggest hook a woman can do. Look at a guy when he's saying something, because they all say something stupid and silly. And look at him, smile right at him, and just laugh. Oh, man, that's hilarious. That's great. You know what that says to a guy? She's interested in me. Yeah. That's what it
she
says.
She likes me.
Okay. Now, if you girls don't want some guy to do it, don't be looking, especially eye contact. Mm-hmm. Don't be looking.
No eye contact.
Some guy you're not interested in, don't be looking in his eyes, listening to him, smiling, and laughing at his jokes. Because he is going to come after you.
And don't touch him, whatever you do, for heaven's sakes. Don't put your hand on his hand. Don't touch his arm. Don't touch his shoulder. Don't do anything.
Because that little touch says what?
They think.
Green light.
Yeah.
Green light.
That's a big
green
light.
This girl, I bet you, is looking and laughing and smiling, eye contact with these guys and, you know, grabbing his hand or, you know, pulling it on his arm. Yep. Oh, man, get it, you know. And then she's wondering why they're chasing. That's why he's chasing you, okay? The good news is you know how to do it. The bad news is you don't know you're doing it. As for all these other girls, for the love of heaven, learn how the game is played. You can never score a point if you don't play the game. It's just that simple. And these Christian girls are getting very bad advice to saying that God will do it automatically for you. And it's not true. It's like, will God help you get involved? I believe that. It's like getting a job. Can you pray and ask God to help you find a job? Yeah. But you know what? People are being taught, a good analogy is like someone who says, I'm not going to go look for a job. I'm not going to go in the papers and look for a job. I'm not going to go online and post anything. I'm not going to go to any job interview. I'm just waiting for God to bring me a job.
The phone will just ring one day and someone's
going to... And someone magically is going to give you a job. See, that's how stupid
that's crazy.
Now, if you talk about a job, like they understand that that's stupid. What these girls don't understand is the same... It's a single advice that you're getting is as stupid as that. Okay? You've got to make yourself available or you'll never play the game. All right, enough of all that rambling. We'll take a break and come back with more emails right after that.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We are back. Mark Gunger Show, answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. Tell me what we think. That's all it is. It's what we think.
Okay, she says, hey, Mark, so here's the deal. I'm a newlywed, and me and my husband were both virgins before we married.
Good.
We're young, and he tried giving me oral sex a few times during foreplay. Later, I found out that he really didn't like it. After reading what you had to say about being lovers first, I told him that I would never ask him again, but I also have experienced crushing guilt every time I want oral sex. I haven't asked him again, but when I do want it, I feel horribly selfish, even though I don't say anything, and occasionally our sex has ended with me in tears. I've prayed about it. I've even talked to my husband about it. Well, I just can't.
It's a bad sign when you have sex and your partner ends in tears. Yes.
She says,
This is a clue that maybe you're not doing something right.
She says, I just can't seem to get over it and get rid of this desire. What do I do?
Well, I don't know, sweetheart. Obviously, look, she's saying that oral sex will accomplish something that regular sex cannot. That's what she thinks and she feels. So clearly the boy's not doing something right. Okay? Anything you can do orally, you can do with Mr. Willie. All right? So if Mr. Willie ain't doing the right thing, you need to talk to him and work it out. If he's grossed out doing it, what part of being a lover, you make someone do something, makes him want to vomit, okay?
He doesn't like it.
Okay, you don't like it, but you say you're missing. What you're missing is your genitalia being caressed in a certain way. Well, he can still do it. It's not...
What's the line, Phil? Location.
It's not like the tongue can do something nothing else can do. If that's what you think, you're thinking wrong. You say, well, I really liked it, and it felt okay, because he's paying attention to a certain part of her body that he's not otherwise. A lot of guys, they just go right for penetration.
Yeah.
Okay? And for a lot of women, that doesn't do it for them.
Right.
So he can work on that. You don't need him to be getting down, you know, without getting graphic here, and doing, you know, you know what I'm saying. If it grosses him out, then say, I need this. I need you to touch this more. You can do it. Am I making any sense
here? Yes, you are making sense. I understand what you're saying completely. I do.
Your fingers are more flexible than your tongue.
And it probably won't gross him out.
I can pick things up with my finger.
Oh, come on.
I can't pick up anything with my tongue.
Oh, no. Oh,
you
no.
can do a lot more with you. What? I'm answering a question here. She's having the opinion that she's losing it because...
She's missing out on something.
On something because his tongue can't touch her whatever. All right? You're assuming that's the only way the whatever can be stimulated. It's not.
No.
Sweetheart,
he just needs to learn.
Some people like doing it. Okay, fine. Knock yourselves out. But I mean, it's
nothing to cry over.
Certainly not.
All you have to do is talk to him and get this worked out and
say, hey,
location
location.
Are we talking about football?
We are.
Things like
you can't catch
the penetration down in the trenches.
That's right. You can't catch the ball with your tongue.
Your hands in there.
You need your hand. It's hard to catch your tongue with the ball. You can't do it. All right? Seriously, everything else you have is way more
adept at
all kinds of stuff than the guy's tongue. I promise you, the thing is that when he does that, he's paying attention to a certain part of her body, and it stimulates. She likes that.
Yes.
That means undoubtedly when he makes love to her, he just goes for penetration, and he's done, and she's still waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear. This is so clear. It's gross to talk about, but it's as clear can be. There's fewer emails that are more clear than this one. There's very few clear answers we ever give to anybody.
But this one is clear.
This one is extremely
clear. Like a good running back has to have patience before he hits the hole.
That's right. Exactly. It's when you're playing football. It's exactly what you got to do. It's all a football analogy, right?
I guess.
Okay. Who cares if you can tear, you can rip your tongue out and still play football. You can be completely tongueless and still have fabulous sex.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. It's not necessary. Now, if she says, I married this guy and he doesn't have, he's a Ken doll, right? You've seen Ken dolls, right?
They're not there.
You pull down a pants of a Ken doll, what do you see?
Nothing.
There's nothing there, okay?
You just needed to say Ken doll.
Okay, Ken doll. Okay, so if he's a Ken doll, now you got an issue. I married this guy. He's a Ken doll. I always wanted Ken dolls, you know, when I was little, and now I married one. Now you got an issue. All right, now that's something to talk about. The fact that he has a tongue or not is irrelevant, my dear girl. What he's doing when he was doing it with it, he was paying attention to a part of your body that you really enjoyed. Do you think that the only way this can be stimulated with this, you are delusional, you're just very misinformed. You need to talk to the boy about how to be a better lover to you. Having grossed out hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, we'll now take a break and be back with our final segment right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
We're back. Mark Gunger Show.
Talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Just telling Phil that these people in other parts of the world have no idea these football analogies.
American football.
American football.
It works for international football as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like offsides, the rule in soccer that you hate the most.
Yes, I hate that stupid rule.
You have to.
Makes soccer incredibly boring.
You have to have patience. You have to wait until the pass has been initiated, and then you can take off and try and score.
All right. There's another good analogy. Your husband's not waiting for things to be initiated properly. You should yell, offsides!
Penalty.
So they, you, they yell offsides? How do they
they blow a whistle? Goes.
They blow a whistle.
They don't have a flag.
She should have a whistle.
No. The side judge raises the flag.
Oh, the flag up, yes. I thought you were talking about the yellow.
Yeah, but you don't want a side judge in there with you because that would be really embarrassing.
That would be. Someone saying, whoop, watching that.
Hold the flag. When you got people on the sideline holding up flags when you're having sex.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay. She should have a whistle. And when he's offsides, offsides!
Well, that would do a lot for his confidence.
And then he can get the stuff.
I said to you during the break that there are too many women and men who are clueless about the female anatomy and how it works. They don't get it.
She may not get it, actually.
That's what I said.
She thinks it's about the tongue. It's not.
She's at least got her part right.
No, but the mistake she's making, she thinks it's about the tongue that makes it better. No, it's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with it. It's what he's touching, which in regular sex for a lot of guys, when they're doing just penetration, that doesn't get properly stimulated for a lot of women and things. But there's all kinds of stuff you can do. Goodness gracious. You don't need him doing something that grosses him out. It's very simple. All right. What do you got?
Okay, this is a guy writing. He says, how do I tell my ultra-religious, self-righteous, perfectionist mother that the reason why her family can't seem to get along with her and then have a fallout in repetitive cycles is because she is probably bipolar and needs to be on medication? How do you tell a perfectionist there's something wrong in their head and that they should be evaluated for being bipolar?
You tell your sister that. You might tell your wife that. You can tell your friends that. You can tell your employees that. You can tell maybe your pastor that. You can tell all kinds of things. You don't tell your mother that. She's your mother. Shut up. Show a little respect. People always whine about their psycho-dysfunctional parents. And they treat them disrespectfully. They're your parents. Too bad. Boo-hoo. I mean, he might be 100% right on everything he said, mm-hmm. but that's highly insulting. Yes. The man is very insulting to his parents. My parents, God bless, rest their souls, all right? Were two of the most dysfunctional people on the planet. They were borderline crazy. Particularly, God bless my mother. All right? Me going around pointing out that she's crazy is not helpful. No. You're never going to change her. Someone else might. You can ask someone else to talk to her, maybe. But she's your mother. You treat her with respect. And if she's your mother-in-law, you treat her with respect. Well, she drives me crazy. Too bad. Show some respect. The good news is you don't have to live with them day and night.
Yes.
Good news, you don't have to work for your dad constantly your entire life.
That's your poor Phil.
Wait a sec.
Like Philip over here.
Phil, how do you tell your perfectionist, bipolar, self-righteous, ultra-religious father that he's crazy? Maybe you should be the one that's answering this.
How do you talk to your, most people, they're not 24/7?
No.
I guess some people. I don't know, maybe in Africa you got to live with your parents or something like that. And even so, you show respect. It is what it is. It's not your job to straighten them out. Everybody listen to me. It is not your job to straighten out your parents. Let me say it one more time for people who are ignorant and slow in thinking. It is not your job to straighten out your parents or your parent-in-laws. It's not. Stop it. Just stop it. Now, if they're doing something illegal or immoral or coming into the house naked or something, I suppose you can say, really, you shouldn't be coming in naked. It's kind of gross. You're freaking out the neighbor. If they're stealing, you shouldn't be stealing. That's okay. That's something highly immoral or illegal. I understand that. But we're talking normal daily stuff that drives people crazy. That you try to straighten out your parents. They're too self-righteous. Or she's too whiny. Or too bossy. Just shut up. Okay? They are your parents. You are supposed to honor them. That's what God says. Well, God didn't meet my parents. Maybe not. But that's the rule, okay? Show some respect.
Thank God you don't have to live with them 24/7 in most people's cases. It's not your job. Look, if it's really bad, go to somebody else. Go to a pastor. Go to a friend, a family friend, someone else, and say, listen, we're having this problem. Could you speak to my parents? That's fair game. But it is not your place to be insulting to your mother, crazy though she may be. And some of us speak from personal experience. Okay, it always ends up bad. It never ends up good. I tried it sometimes. I eventually had to go back and apologize. I'm sorry. Just at some point, you learn. Just shut up. Mark, just shut up. Be as respectful as you do. Work it out best you can. All right? See ya!
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!